It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. While Congress argues about health care and insurance and hospital visits, one issue that's not getting a lot of attention is dental care. Roughly 50 million Americans live in places where it's difficult to see a dentist. And even for those that do, dental pricing and insurance is a complicated web of exceptions and state laws that leave about one-third of Americans with barriers to proper care. So journalist Mary Otto traveled around the country to see the state of America's teeth. She wrote about it in a new book. It's called Teeth, The Story of Beauty, Inequality, and the Struggle for Oral Health in America.
I've found many stories in many places across the country, and there were shortage areas, communities that have lacked dentists for years, where people end up resorting to emergency rooms or to waiting in long lines and sleeping in their cars, hoping for free care at these temporary field hospital type clinics that are set up. I found inner city children who had lacked routine dental care. I got started on this when I met a boy who turned out to be dying of complications from an abscess tooth back in 2007, and roughly a third of Americans face significant barriers just getting the most routine kinds of dental care.
So where is this breaking down? Is it strictly an issue of ability to pay? It sounds like it's not strictly a rural-urban divide, or is it?
No, it's not. There are many places that the system breaks down. Many people don't have the ability to pay out of pocket for dental care. Over 100 million Americans lack any kind of dental benefits. The beneficiaries of Medicaid entitles children to care, but fewer than half of Medicaid children get dental care, and fewer than half of dentists participate. Medicaid doesn't entitle poor adults to dental care. Depends on the state. Medicare, which covers over 50 million retired Americans, has never included routine dental benefits. So people wait until they're suffering and in so much pain they go to an emergency room. Very seldom do they find the dental care they need in an emergency room. They usually get a painkiller and an antibiotic, and they're told to go see their dentist. But roughly 50 million Americans live in communities where there aren't enough dentists to serve them.
What are some of the physical health consequences of poor dental care?
Well, there's the pain, of course, which really prevents people from studying and working. If you're missing your teeth, you can lose out on job opportunities. A survey by the American Dental Association a couple years ago found that one-third of low-income Americans are reluctant to smile. Then, of course, there are the serious health consequences, like this 12-year-old boy I met named Diamante Driver in Maryland who died of, you know, this abscess tooth that resulted in complications that took his life. So, yeah, there are many, many consequences to poor oral health.
What's the solution in your estimation, Mary Otto? Is it more funding through Medicaid or state programs to get more dentists in underserved areas since so many of these people are low income?
Of course, that would help. Also, there's some very innovative programs going on with school-based clinics and getting care out to senior centers, nursing homes, and schools, not always with the use of dentists, but with the use of dental hygienists and other kinds of dental workers to just get this kind of routine screenings and preventive services that are inexpensive and get the people with more urgent needs into a dental office or a clinic somewhere where they can get their more serious needs taken care of.
Mary Otto, thank you for joining me.
Todd, thank you so much for listening.
Mary Otto is author of Teeth, The Story of Beauty, Inequality, and the Struggle for Oral Health in America.